Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're going to have a, before we close, we're coming to the last part of this extra hour. Oh my goodness. It just happens so quickly. But I just want to say real quick, like, you know, we talk about the original intent. Two original intents we talk about. One is the original intent of the church. You know, what is it? What did God mean by that? What we want to get back to the original intent, like Josiah, when Josiah, they found the Bible, well, they found the Word of God in the temple when they were cleaning it all out, and he realized we have the original intent here. We need to get back to the way it was. And this is, we need, you know, we need Josiahs that are willing to raise up and say, you know what? I want to go back to the original intent of the church. I don't care whatever happened, whatever, how we got here, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. We don't need to talk about that. We just need to find out what God's original intent is for us. And he says, you know, he says his whole purpose for the church was to make his manifold wisdom known to the heavenly realm.
All right.
And we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. We're seated with Jesus in the heavenly realm.
Right.
And there's so many things we're supposed to be doing, not sitting, but doing and going and being. So the original intent. We'll talk more about that. But today, we're going to talk briefly as we close in our last 10 minutes. Can you believe it's just flying? But I'm going to quickly talk to you about the original intent of America. We're going to talk about that, you know, our founding fathers' original intent. That you know, we have a particular document. It's called the U.S. Constitution. And, you know, Constitution, when somebody says, this is this person's Constitution, well, they're not saying, you know, that they have a document called the Constitution. The word Constitution means this is what holds them. This is what they're made of. They have a, this person's Constitution is like this. And so when you're saying that, you're saying this is what they're made of. No, we've actually taken away, you know, I'm all about, you know, definitions and all. But to understand that when we're saying the U.S. Constitution, we're saying this is what America's original intent. This is what it's made of. It's not mm-hmm. just a piece of paper. And it's the only thing in the world called Constitution. No, the word Constitution means what it's made of.
Right.
And so we need to find out what the original intent is. You know, what is it made of? And when you think about the, and you can find out, you know, those that are in the VFN family can go to DoSpace and find out all that we're talking about. I'm reading right straight off DoSpace now. But when you think about the Constitution, you know, the Constitution tells very specifically in our Bill of Rights, you know, what we're made of, what things happen, and how our rights come from God, and that it doesn't come from man, and that we have a right to pursue happiness, but it doesn't mean we have guaranteed happiness, which means I have to get involved in the process of being happy, and your happiness is not my fault, your unhappiness. You know, I'm not your fault, right?
Right.
And if I'm your fault, then I want to know who's my fault, yeah. Right? And so, you know, in the Constitution, you know, I don't know if you knew this or not, but did you know that the states can actually, I believe it's the sixth article, we'll find out more about that because I'm not talking about that now, but if Washington's not doing what they should do, which is the ones we're supposed to actually, you know, represent us there, then I think it's like 38 states can come together and they can decide to change the Constitution themselves.
Oh, wow.
Outside of Washington. So they actually, 38 states can get together and say, this is what we want. And if Washington locks up for some, whatever reason, mm-hmm. then 38 states, if they can agree on it, then they can actually change the Constitution themselves.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Didn't know that.
I know. But believe it or not, I think it was a 13-year-old who did a project at school that actually began to introduce the sixth article.
Oh, wow.
Sixth article. I'm like, oh, my God. But this is what I'm talking about. I'm going to talk about, you know, the Constitution, you know, says that our rights come from God. And that we actually send representatives to our places of government, and we loan those leadership positions to them, and they report back to us. But in the Constitution, it has the amendments. And the First Amendment is, let me read it to you, it says that it's called, we call it the freedom of religion, but it actually says Congress. Now, Congress is the body of leaders in America that actually makes laws. The executive branch is not supposed to make laws.
Right.
They're supposed to administer the laws. So your representatives that you send to Congress, they will actually make the laws. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen the little cartoon. We were in Washington, D.C. I just had to sit on the front steps of Congress. And I don't know if you remember the little cartoon years ago, but he'd go, I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. But someday, you know, that's,
yeah.
I'm not sure. It sounds terrible.
I had a nice voice.
Did it? Oh, my goodness. Wow. Nothing like technology.
You do that again?
I know. And I'm sure you can probably find it on YouTube somewhere. And I sat there and I sang that song because I just always wanted to do it. And so Congress are the ones that make the laws. Executive branch, which would be our president, for example, in our nation, then they execute. It's executive branch. They execute the laws. They make sure that they're actually being protecting our borders and that type of thing. And the judiciary branch are the ones that examine the law to make sure they're constitutional. And that all of this is dictated by the Constitution. That's where it comes from. That's their operating manual for the country is the Constitution. So when you talk about changing the Constitution, you're talking about changing our way we're made up and the way that we do things. You know, I was in law enforcement. I would arrest somebody. When I would arrest them, I had to read them their constitutional rights. When somebody looks at you and they're saying, listen, you have the right to remain silent. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to say this to you, but it doesn't mean you're guilty, but you're being arrested. You have you're being interviewed or suspected of a crime. You have the right to remain silent. Mm-hmm. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford one, one will be appointed to represent you if you wish. Mm-hmm. And then we would say, do you understand these rights? And they would say yes or no.
Right.
And having these rights in mind, do you wish to talk to me now? Why would you do that? People say, I can't believe that you would say that to somebody. Because they're an American.
Right.
Because they're an American. There was a day that they actually would think you were guilty over in Europe, and they would tie chains around you, and they would throw you in a river, and they think if he floats, he's innocent. If he sinks, he's guilty.
Oh, wow.
They would, and against all these different things. We don't want to talk too much about that. There's a reason why we got to this point. And so our original intent of the Founding Fathers was to say we can't have that. And the first amendment to the Constitution talks about the Congress, and the Congress are the ones that make laws. That's why it's so important. That means nobody – and he says this, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridge the freedom of speech, what we're doing even now, or of the press, or the right of people to peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for readiness or grievances. So you can actually petition the government. You can actually say, this is how it should be. You can have a grievance. You can publicly meet, like Putin right now in Russia. They just passed a law that's against, if that happened here, that would be a doing away with our First Amendment rights. Because you can no longer publicly gather over there. You can't peacefully assemble anymore. Mm-hmm. And so, I want to talk about just briefly about that First Amendment right. The fact that if you are the church, and we're going to be having an interview coming up with John Stemberger. John Stemberger is an attorney out of Orlando, an awesome man of God. But also, he's the one that represented the Florida Constitution and getting the marriage amendment on the Constitution that says marriage is between one man and one woman.
Right.
And it's an awesome interview that we're going to have about, you know, what is your rights as the church? What is your constitutional rights? And so many people are in fear. Mm-hmm. And they're thinking, oh, you know, I can't, you know, you can understand that's the enemy repressing, you know, even if we didn't have the rights that we do have, and we do have them, mm-hmm. you still have to follow God and obey God, you know, even if you go to the lion's den, even if you go to the fiery furnace, you know, even you got, and the church has gotten so, you know, fearful. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's amazing. You know, I was talking to a leader recently, he's a political leader and a politician, and he's talking to me about what actually rights a church have. And I was like, I think you just need to go ahead and lead your particular office. And in regards to the church, you know, we're gonna go ahead and say whatever God tells us to say in the context of that. And but it was really weird. Why would you even say that? Because it's a spirit over the land that's got the church scared to mention anything about what God's viewpoint of that. If we don't find God's viewpoint, then God's people are not going to know what to do. And if they don't know what to do, that means they're not going to repent. And if we don't repent, that means there's no hope for our nation.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And so the First Amendment says, you know, Congress shall make no laws respecting the establishment of religion and or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, which means whatever you're doing for God, they can't regulate that. They can't tell you what to do constitutionally. And I know that that wallbuilders.org, they actually have a whole group of ministers that preach very specifically on tape, and they send it to IRS. Every year at a certain time, and they've been doing this for several years now, trying to get them to challenge this thing that came up, you know, and they still haven't challenged them on it because what it is, it's just a fear thing they're putting out. And they are taking people down. They are doing things, but they're doing it in a way, you know, that they know that they can bully somebody. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, First Amendment says that you have a right to be able to talk about Jesus. And mm-hmm. exactly what Jesus says. In addition, even further than that, we'll be talking about even raising your children the way that God would say raise them.
Right.
And so we have a battle in that area. But that's original intent today. I just want to encourage you. We'll be talking next week about the oath of office.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.